President Obama wraps up his European tour tomorrow with a visit to Poland. The country has been among America's staunchest allies in Europe. It's helped out in the wars against Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's welcomed the U.S. missile defense shield. But lately, Poland's love for the U.S. has hit the skids. Poles are increasingly upset that America still requires them to get a visa to visit the U.S. Dave McGuire reports from Warsaw.
Natalia Piotrowicz planned to fly standby to Argentina with her German boyfriend and a Danish friend earlier this year. But when they got to the airport, the flight was full.
And then one of the guys came up with the idea to go to the United States, to New York, but I couldn't do that because of the visa.
Poland is one of the few countries in Europe whose citizens still need to get visas to visit the U.S. for tourism. It can take weeks and over $100 to get one, so Piotrowicz didn't go. Sure, it's not the end of the world, but
it's just annoying. It's inconvenient.
And a bit embarrassing. Successive Polish governments have tried for years to get Poland on the U.S. visa waiver list, like its neighbors in the EU. Last year, when President Obama met with his Polish counterpart, he made a promise.
I am going to make this a priority, and I want to solve this issue before very long. My expectation is that this problem will be solved during my presidency.
So why are the Poles pushing so hard? Grzegorz Kościewa-Zorbas is a former member of the Polish Foreign Affairs Ministry. He says it has to do with national pride.
Poland feels discriminated, differentiated from other allies of the United States around the world.
And from the Polish point of view, visas just don't make sense.
Will Al-Qaeda penetrate America disguised as Polish peasants? Will the job market be flooded by unqualified, culturally alien workers from Poland? Of course not.
The visa issue may be why Poland's usually high public opinion of the U.S. has taken a slide lately. But Zbigniew Lewicki, speaking outside of the University of Warsaw where he teaches, says it doesn't really matter what Poles think.
Too many people in this country think that we as Poles deserve better or more than anybody else. And I don't buy it.
Lewicki says he thinks many Poles are turned down for visas because they clearly plan to work illegally in the U.S. So it's ridiculous for the U.S. to back down. The president would need congressional support to change the rules for Poland. But if he doesn't make a big statement on the visa issue while he's in Warsaw, Kościewa-Zorbas says it will be a disaster.
This will be a major disappointment, and it will spoil the whole visit of Obama in Poland.
But Warsaw University professor Zbigniew Lewicki says there are bigger issues on the table between Poland and the U.S. For instance, the growing calls in Europe for a ban on shale gas drilling, a major blow to Poland's hopes for energy independence. Visas, he says, are a minor distraction.
It would be a huge mistake if both issues, shale gas and visa, are raised at the same time. And then Obama says, I'm sorry, I can't help you with gas, but I'll give you visas.
For the world, this is Dave McGuire, Warsaw.